Back in 2013, as a young seminarian, I'd just been sent over to Rome for studies, and shortly after we got there, the Holy Father at that time was having a prayer vigil for peace in St. Peter's Square with adoration and prayers for peace in Syria, which was an absolute mess at the time and still is not great. And so, young seminarians, we said, we want to go. So we threw on our cassocks, we hopped down to St. Peter's Square to pray with the Pope, and I didn't know what was going on really, but we were just there to pray in the square with everybody else. And all of a sudden, the ushers, kind of the people that work there, just like pointed at us and said, come this way, come this way. Okay. And we just kept following, and then they just bring us to the next checkpoint, come this way, come this way. And before I knew it, we're standing like on the dais where the Holy Father is about to be, and they tell us, sit here. And it's three rows back. The first row is the cardinals. The second row is the bishops. The third row is those monsignors that work in the Vatican. And I'm going, what in God's name am I doing here? I don't belong here. I'm this lowly seminarian. And the Holy Father is 15 feet away. I could see him clearly the whole time. And I was just in awe. This sense of, I'm not worthy. I see the colors around me. I don't belong here. Why am I here? And yet it was this graced moment to be so close to the Holy Father in prayer, to see the expression on his face as he's praying for people around the world. And I couldn't help but think of that as I read Moses in Deuteronomy today, talking to the people of Israel. Ask now of the days of old, before your time, ever since God created man upon the earth, ask from one end of the sky to the other, did anything so great ever happen before? Was it ever heard of? Did a people ever hear the voice of God speaking from the midst of fire as you did and live? I think we can fall into a couple of temptations in prayer or in our relationship with God that are not helpful. One of them is that sense of unworthiness. That I don't belong here, that I am just a sinner, and how could I possibly ever draw close to God? And the answer is because he draws close to us. We see that in Deuteronomy. The people of Israel know their lowliness, they know their weakness, but God, in his great love for them, desires to draw close and reveal himself to them, to form a relationship with them, calling them out of the other peoples of the world, calling them out of Egypt to have a people uniquely for his own. He desires that real closeness that is unheard of. God, who is totally other, desires to be close to us. And we can have that same reaction that I did. I'm not worthy. And push ourselves away, push God away from wanting to be part of our life, saying, no, you shouldn't be a part of my life. I'm not worthy to approach you. We hear in St. Paul that desire of God's closeness, that we who are born into him through baptism cry out, Abba, Father. We have that real relationship with God. But there's also the other temptation in the prayer life, to become overly familiar with God. I'm not judging any parents here, hopefully, but I've always been a little put off by parents who call their kids by their first names. It always has just seemed weird to me, right? Like, I don't call my dad Brian. That's just weird. I call him Dad. Even to this day, as an adult, I call him by his title, and there is really an intimacy and a closeness in that relationship, but there's also that temptation of being too familiar, where we think we know them too well and we don't respect who they are. And we can do that with God as well. I've got him all figured out. I know this Jesus is a friend of mine song kind of thing, and you know, God is just, he's going to do what I want, and we lose that sense of awe that Moses had. There's a certain balance to be struck there. We are not worthy to approach God, but he has approached us and wants a relationship with us. But we shouldn't assume that we're overly familiar with him, that we know best, and that he's just our buddy there to do what we want. We should have a healthy respect and sense of awe for who God is. After all, on this Trinity Sunday, Jesus in our gospel tells us, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Can we be overly familiar with that? With our finite being knowing God fully, that He has all the power in heaven and earth? Could we, of our own volition, come to know God as a trinity of persons in the unity of divinity? No. It is only through God's gracious gift of revealing Himself to us that we could ever know this in the first place. As much as God desires to draw close to us, He draws close to us in our weakness. He comes to us not as an equal, but as a loving Father, bestowing His blessing, His grace, His love upon us. He wants a true relationship with us, but we should never lose sense of that sense of awe, that a being who has all power in heaven and on earth would desire to be a part of our lives. Think about that. How could we not stop and marvel, as Moses did, as St. Paul did, as the apostles did, that God would be so close to us? Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. The one who has all power in heaven and on earth is with us. And we have something greater than Moses here. Not only do we hear the voice of God speaking to us through the scriptures, we have Him physically present. The Son of God coming to us as our food, to be a part of our life in a way where we can gaze upon Him in adoration, in awe and wonder of His presence in our midst, that we can receive Him, the one with all power in heaven and earth, as our food to nourish and sustain us and be with us. We don't control God. We could never do that. But we can relate to Him who desires, out of an abundance of His love, to come to us in our weakness, to draw close to Him and receive Him as He draws close to us in the Eucharist. God is so great and marvelous, and His love is so abundant that, perfect in Himself, He desires to draw close to us who are imperfect, to be a part of our life, to allow us to call Him our Father, to truly be His sons and daughters. Isn't that worthy of our awe? We can never forget that. But in our humility, too, we should accept the gift that God desires to give to us, not to be distant and aloof, but to have a real relationship, to come to us in our weakness and to lift us up to something greater. They say the middle road is always a good thing. We should not be so cowed that we are afraid to approach God, but we shouldn't be so familiar too that we forget His mystery and His greatness. May we truly, in awe of our Heavenly Father, approach Him in love, receive the gifts that He desires to give to us, and return that love with all our heart to Him. This, brothers and sisters, is our way forward, not to run away and not to think we can control Him, but in awe of His great love for us, draw close to Him who drew close to us, and return that love with all our heart.